Like I say, we appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and we appreciate the service thus far. And I really do. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord, and everything's been said and done thus far this morning. Just ask you to pray for us just a few minutes. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. If you'll read with us this morning, we're going to read some scripture that you'll find in the book of 2 Peter, the first chapter. Second Peter, the first chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty, for He received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the first chapter of 2 Peter. Now, I know this morning that we'll, as ourselves, I have to get ourselves out of the way and just try to let the Lord have His way for just a few minutes. Some scripture here that seemingly stuck with us, and we'll leave it with you today and do the best that that we can. Did I say just a little bit about Peter? There's some things about that of Peter that a lot of people hold to, but he's wrote two epistles here, and this is the beginning of the second epistle, and he began to talk to them about some things about the present truth, about the truth that is now. Now, there was a time that Peter, no doubt, would have only went unto the Jew, and it only preached unto that of the Jew. But Peter had some experiences that he could not deny, because the Lord was in them, and because the Lord had brought him into those things and showed him, brethren, exactly what was going on. Now, I know that you might think, well, Peter was, he done a lot of things. He did. I'm not going to get into all that, but I think it's needful that you understand that Peter didn't all together when he started out. He knowed that salvation had come unto the Jew, but he wouldn't really accept it unto that the Gentile, until the Lord had showed him and brought him through some things. Now, I want to talk then, the Lord help us, out of this 12th verse, and it says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth." And I want to talk, the Lord help us, just a minute this morning about the present truth. There's some things, brethren, that are present truth, and they most certainly are. There were some scriptures, and that, if you'll remember, in that of Old Testament days, brethren, and the truth of it is, brethren, Peter and Paul and John and my friend, and Luke and Matthew, and all these brethren, all that those manuscripts that they had to read was of the Old Testament, and my friend, so therefore they know quite a bit, brethren, about how things were, my friend, and how the truth was, my friend. But brethren, they was the very first ones, brethren, that had come about and brought the present truth, my friend. So I want you to think about that for just a minute. The Old Testament, my friend, it said that it came not, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, my friend, but holy men men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. My friend, that was written even in the Old Testament. My friend, came by the Holy Ghost. My friend, and it was true. Brethren, it was true. You might say, preacher, did it change? My friend, yes, it did. My friend, yes, it did. There's some things changed. My friend, when Jesus Christ came into this world, my friend, he brought something, my friend, that man didn't have. My friend, no, sir, man didn't have it. My friend, and that was salvation. My friend, it most certainly was. And these people today said, why, preacher, it's just salvation. My friend, what else did he bring for us? Well, let me ask you a question. My friend, what else do you need? My friend, brother, outside of being saved, my friend, what else do you need? Now, we think a lot of times, my friend, that God owes us something. My friend, the Lord don't owe us a thing. My friend, he gave his son. My friend, that we might be redeemed. That we might be bought by the blood. My friend, bought, purchased. My friend, by the blood of the Lamb. My friend, ain't that wonderful? My friend, ain't that good? Brethren, isn't it good that the present truth, my friend, is still going on? Yes, sir, it's still moving today. My friend, it is. It's still real today. My friend, that you might be established in the present truth. My friend, brethren, it was no longer. The Bible said in the olden time, my friend, that the fathers have eaten our grapes. My friend, and it set the children's teeth on edge. My friend, brethren, that ain't the way it works no more. My friend, preacher, what did all that mean? Brethren, it meant that if the father sinned, my friend, the payment for that sin could go. My friend, for four generations. My friend, yes, sir. For four generations. My friend, well, preacher, I wouldn't have that. My friend, it was the truth under the Old Testament. It was the truth. My friend, brethren, and it was the way things were. Yes, it was. My friend, they had no days, man. My friend, they had no propitiation. They had no mediator. My friend, brethren, I know that Moses, my friend, stood between God and the people. My friend, brethren, more than one time. Brethren, but Moses wasn't the man. My friend, Moses wasn't the mediator. My friend, Moses was the lawgiver. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you might think today, why, preacher? My friend, what is the present truth? My friend, the present truth is, my friend, that if you sin, my friend, if you'll repent of your sins, my friend, God will forgive you. My friend, of your sins. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. My friend, brethren, there are some things that they held on to. My friend, even Peter and the disciples, my friend, held on to the law just as long as they could. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'll read in the days of Zechariah. my friend, brethren, where it talks about a day that was, my friend, it was not night. My friend and brethren, it wasn't light. My friend, but brethren, it was sort of, my friend, dusky. My friends, what I'll say. My friend, it just hadn't broke forth. My friend, there was a time that the law was still in effect. My friend, while grace walked on this earth. My friend, yes, sir. They sang about grace a while ago. I tell you, it ought to, my friend, it ought to do something to you. My friend, just to think about grace. My friend, the grace of God. The Bible says the grace of God that bringeth salvation. My friend, hath appeared unto all men, teaching them to deny, my friend, worldly lust. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, men under the law, brethren, they lived as they were under the law. Now, they most certainly did. And the law held them accountable. My friend and brethren, they never could get rid of their sin. My friend, their sin was always, my friend, brethren, before them. Brethren, every year they was a remembrance, my friend, of sin. Yes, they were. My friend, isn't it good that you can get rid? My friend, get rid, my friend, of that old guilty feeling. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, you say, preacher. My friend, how do you get rid of it? My friend, by the grace of God. My friend, by giving it to him. My friend, brethren, he'll bury it. He most certainly will. He'll bury it this morning. My friend, there's so many things that people, my friend, hold on still today. My friend, they'll hold on to things. My friend, that's not the present truth. My friend, brethren, the present truth will set you free. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. My friend, it'll make you a new creature. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just going to mind the Lord. You bear with me. My friend, brethren, but I'm glad this morning that I'm living, brethren, in this present world. My friend, I don't like everything that's going on. My friend, I don't like the turnout. My friend, and how things have turned out. My friend, even in our present day. My friend, but it don't change God. My friend, God is still God. My friend, and besides him, there's none other. My friend, I don't know why I'm having to preach like I am. My friend, brethren, and I know that I might sound like a broken record, but I'm just going to preach. My friend, what God gives me. My friend, brethren, thank God we're living in a new and a living way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know that God can't be contained? My friend, with houses and buildings. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, you can't contain him. My friend, the truth of it is they couldn't contain him under the law. No, sir. My friend, God said he'd put his name, my friend, in Jerusalem. My friend, and he done that. Yes, he did. He told Solomon. My friend, he said, I'll put my name there. My friend, and he said, yes, even a stranger look toward this place that I'll hear him. My friend, didn't he say that? My friend, I'll hear him. Thank God. My friend, I don't know about you. at night, family. It's pretty important to me. At night, friend, if I'm talking to the Lord, it's pretty important that He hear me. At night, friend, ain't it you? Yes, sir. I can't stand nothing no more. At night, friend, than to be talking to somebody and they might as well be on the moon. At night, friend, they not hearing a word you're saying. At night, friend. Yes, sir. I thank the good Lord. At night, friend, I want you to know something, folks. We got a place. At night, friend, where God will hear us. At night, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know it says enter into the closet. At night, friend, but I'd hate to know, my friend, I had to go home and get in the closet. At night, friend, before God would hear me. Yes, sir, I might need Him between here and there. At night, friend, you may not have it. At night, friend, but you can get in the closet. I thank God riding down the road. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. At night, friend, glory, hallelujah. At night, friend, His Spirit, my friend, don't fall upon us no more. At night, friend, it abides within us. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. I thank the good Lord. Oh, glory. My friend, there's a lot of folks. My friend, brethren, wouldn't know what to do if the Holy Ghost come by. How'd you know that? Preacher, you need to preach that. My friend, brethren, I'll tell you what. You can stay cool and calm if you want to. My friend, you can talk to me till you're blue in your face. My friend, about emotions. My friend, something got a hold of me. And thank God it wasn't my emotion. Oh, glory. My friend, there's a difference. They most certainly are. There's a difference when the Spirit passes by. My friend, when it comes on the scene. Yes, sir. Thank the good Lord. My friend, brethren, what about the present truth? My friend, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. My friend, yes. Yes. Thank God. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of people going down the wrong road. My friend, but I'll tell you something. Jesus still saves. Yes, He does. My friend, it ain't God's fault that you're my friend turned out like you have. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, preacher, I don't know about you. My friend, I'll tell you something. They talk about and sing that song. He's still working on me. My friend, brethren, he's probably still working on a lot of us. My friend, but thank God some of them he's done throwed the mold away. Yes, sirree. You say, preacher, don't preach stuff like that. My friend, I want you to hear me. My friend, God will forgive sin. My friend, but brethren, you going to confess it and you going to forsake it. My friend, or he ain't going to forgive it. You hear me? Why, preacher, you putting too many things in there. My friend, but you can't even believe in him. My friend, with sin in your life. My friend, you know that. Why, preacher, I believe there's a God. Now, I might have said this before, but I'm going to say it again. My friend, I believe that Jesus was the Son of God a long time before I ever got saved. Yes, sir. I believe, I was taught that Jesus was the Son of God. We believe that Jesus was the Son of God. My friend, but brother, the night I got saved, thank God I didn't believe He is the Son of God. My friend, I believed He is my Savior. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. My friend, and he's still capable, my friend, of saving today. Yes, he is. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I would to God I could shout, I'd just shout. Yes, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I'm not going to wake until I get up yonder. My friend, to have all the good time. My friend, to have all the joy. They joy down here. Yes, they are. Yes, sir. Yes, they are. My friend, get your heart where it belongs. My friend, and see if God won't pour out his blessing. My friend, something you cannot even contain. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, you know, God wants to bless you. Yes, he does. He wants to bless you. My friend, the Bible says that he didn't even have pleasure in those sacrifices. My friend, and he said, I ask not for them. My friend, under the law, my friend, they had to bring that that lamb without spot and without blemish. My friend, of the first year. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brethren. Listen to me. My friend, they brought that lamb. My friend, and they slayed that lamb. My friend, and they took the blood. The Bible said the blood run out. My friend, and it poured out into a basin. Yes, sir. I thank the good Lord. Hear me. My friend, when they left that place, my friend, they had been atoned. My friend, yes, sir, atoned. Brethren, for 1 year. My friend, but they never did leave without a remembrance of sin. My friend, they was always a remembrance. My friend, of their sins. My friend, how good it is. Brethren, how joyous it is. My friend, that Jesus still saves. My friend, he'll save to the utmost. You say, preacher, that's just a little old simple message. My friend, let me tell you something. My friend, brother, the hardest thing you'll ever do, my friend, is be saved. Yeah, preacher, you don't tell people that. My friend, how many of you sitting there, my friend, brethren, didn't hold your seat just as long, my friend, as you could? My, yes, sir, before you come. Yeah, before you come. My friend, brethren, I've known people, brethren, that's toted their conviction for years. My friend, and years on end. Yes, sir. My friend, but thank God. Thank God they couldn't hold out. My friend, you know that. Thank God they couldn't hold out. My friend, isn't it wonderful when you give up? My friend, I've heard people talk about them being saved. My friend, and they'd talk about, I said, when I made that first step, said, that's about all I remember. When I made that first step. My friend, brother, you don't have to remember everything. My friend, you just need to remember you got saved. Thank God. Yes, sir. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, I can't tell you how. That's what the song says. And I can't tell you why. That's what the song says. My friend, but I'm going to tell you, I can tell you how, and I can tell you why. Thank God. Thank God. My friend, you say, preacher, I wasn't worthy to be saved. my friend, brethren, in our lost condition, we wouldn't. But thank God he saw more than we did. Yes, sir, he saw more than us. Thank God he gave his life for the sins of the whole world. My friend, I'm still preaching. My friend, brethren, that'll still be preached. My friend, for ages to come, if he turns, is coming. Now listen, my friend, and listen to me. My friend, why, preacher, it's got to be more than just being saved. My friend, you get saved, my friend, the rest of it will take care of itself. My friend, I believe that. Now, it won't be the last decision you'll have to make. My friend, no, it won't. My friend, they going to be things come your way. My friend, they are. They're going to be things, my friend, that brings things to your attention. My friend, yes, sir. Brethren, and there'll be things, my friend, that trouble you. My friend, that never have troubled you before. My friend, yes, sir. These folks today thinks they get saved and that's it. My friend, thank God we're on that streak, my friend, called straight. My friend, are you on that streak? My friend, and by the way, that's S-T-R-A-I-T. My friend, yes, sir, it don't mean like a straight line. No, it don't. Study it out. My friend, brother, you're in a straight. My friend, yes, sir. You get your map out and you look out over the oceans. My friend, and you see if you don't run across what they call straits. My friend, yes, sir, they're narrow places. Yes, sir. Narrow. My friend, yes. Listen to me. My friend, brother, a lot of folks can't walk in a straight place. My friend, preacher, if I've got to do all that, my friend, I ain't going to get saved. Now, you know what people really miss? My friend, they look at things like they should probably. My friend, because they can't look at it no other way. My friend, I couldn't tell you what salvation meant. My friend, till after I got saved. My friend, after I got saved. My friend, all I could tell you the night I got saved that I was saved. Man, that's what we call it. That's what happened. My friend, but just what did happen? My friend, I'm talking about the present truth. My friend, brother, my sins are gone. Gone. Thank God, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, my sins are gone. My friend, brethren, I didn't understand what that meant. My friend, but brethren, as I begin to grow, my friend, I found out there's a lot of things comes with the benefits, my friend, of being saved. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody today, my friend, when they come find a job, well, some of them, I'll put it that way. My friend, they won't know what kind of benefits you got. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Some of them, I don't think they care which way's up. My friend, most of them don't even want a paycheck this day and time. I'll leave that just like it is. My friend, brethren, that ain't the present truth I'm talking about. My friend, brethren, there's things about salvation. My friend, one of the one scripture that people talk and quote quite a bit is work out your own salvation. My friend, but that ain't all it says. He said with fear and trembling. My friend, and I've always asked the question, my friend, how in the world can you work something out that you don't have? Thank God. My friend, you gotta have salvation to work out. My friend, about like having a garden. You can't work in it unless you got a garden. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the way it is. My friend, brethren, when you get saved, you work thing out through fear and trembling. Yes, you do. Carefully. My friend, you know you get to hoeing around. My friend, that if you crop, brethren, you got to be careful. My friend, you don't want to dig them all up. My friend, brethren, you want to hoe them out. My friend, you want to help them. You don't want to kill them. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, why, preacher, when you get saved, you got to do this and you got to do that. You got to, got to, got to. My friend, what most folks don't realize, my friend, when you get saved, when you get born again, my friend, there's a desire that comes with that. My friend, there's a desire that comes with that that you want to do. My friend, yes, sir, you want to do some of those things that you hated. You want to do some of those things. My friend, brethren, that you once used to talk about. My friend, yes, you do. Yes, you do. My friend, I'm just going to tell you. My friend, for those of you. My friend, that if you'll find a little old rotten apple in the barrel, you throw the whole bushel away. My friend, it don't work that way. My friend, no sirree. There's some good eating in that barrel. My friend, and there's some good ones down in there. My friend, just because one gets rotten, it don't make all the rest of them rotten. My friend, unless you leave it in there. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know, I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, people talk, my friend, about what the Lord's done for them. My friend, brethren, if he saved you, thank God, you ought to have a little testimony. My friend, you ought to have a little one. My friend, preacher, I can't tell about all the abundance of things that God's done for me. My friend, why can't you? My friend, did he do it? Is it not true? My friend, just open that mouth and let's see how much he wants to tell us. Thank God. My friend, preacher. My friend, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, my friend. You get up and just say, how the Lord said me. Thank God and sit back down. Brethren, that'd be good enough. That'd be good enough. You know what'll happen after a while? My friend, you'll find another word go with that. Yes, you will. You'll find just a little bit more go with that. Yes, sir. You keep doing that, my friend. I'm talking about, my friend, under the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. My friend, you get up and start talking. They ain't no telling what we liable to hear. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, don't be ashamed. My friend, don't be ashamed. He wasn't ashamed of you. My friend, no, sir. He wasn't ashamed of you. Brethren, he give his all for you. Yes, he did. He give his all for you and for me. My friend, brethren, this present truth that Peter was talking about. My friend, as he wanted them to walk in the demonstration. My friend, of the gospel and the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, a lot of them. You go back into the book of Acts. My friend, a lot of folks, my friend, thanks the Holy Ghost. My friend, when it came down that it just spread out all over everybody. My friend, it didn't all at once. My friend, it did those that was there on the day of Pentecost. My friend, and those 3,000 that believed. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you go on over there in about the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. My friend, and you'll find old John and them over there. My friend, a discipling. My friend, and preaching over there. Brethren, they run across some of John's disciples. My friend, preacher, John have disciples? He sure did. Listen to me. My friend, they run across them and they said, have you heard? my friend, about this that has happened. My friend and brother, they got to talking to them. Then they spoke about the Holy Ghost. My friend, and they said, well, I said, we've not even heard where they be a Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. My friend, thank God. Thank God. My friend, brother, and it didn't take them long. They got a hold. You hear me? My friend, I've seen folks get an altar and they stay for hours on end. My friend, I'll tell you something. My friend, if that's what it takes for you, then you stay there. My friend, till you get satisfied. My friend, I've seen folks, my friend, that get down. It didn't seem like they was down there no time come up. My friend, they got what they need. Yes, sir. The main objective here is that you get what you need. My friend, you ain't getting saved for somebody else. My friend, thank God it's for you. My friend, and it'll benefit you. Yes, it will. It'll benefit you. And the truth of it is, it'll benefit them that's around you. How did you know that? My friend, now salvation ain't going to rub off on people. My friend, it ain't going to do it. You can get around. I had a man tell me one day. My friend, he said, well, he said, I prayed the Lord would put me in a place, my friend, where there's a lot of Christians. My friend, I asked him, I said, well, just why is that? He said, I don't like to be around all that rough stuff. My friend, I said, well, you're probably right. I said, I don't like to be around it either. But I said, where in the world can you be a better witness? My friend, yes, sir, if you can only talk Bible to them that knows the Bible, my friend, you ain't going to help too many people. My friend, no, you ain't. My friend, and when I say talk, that same thing is your conversation. My friend, you don't have to open your mouth to tell people you've been saved. Do you know that? My friend, you don't have to run around with a badge. My friend, you don't have to run around telling people that you're a Christian. My friend, most of them that's volunteering on it, my friend, they'll cuss you out the next line. Yes, sir, and I don't care whether you like it or not. My friend, it's just the truth. My friend, brethren, it's according to what kind of fence they own. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll tell you something. My friend, I don't know how long I've been saved. I ain't never figured it out. I ain't never added it up. Let me just put it that way. My friend, but you can do the figuring. My friend, I was saved September 1970. Yes, sir, 1970. My friend, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't get up in green pastures every day. I might get up, thank God, with sort of the same tune in my heart and my mind. My friend, I get on the job, they has a tendency to change real quick. My friend, everything in this world can go haywire. My friend, in just a minute, yes, sir, it'll turn your world upside down. My friend, you know when people really know you're a Christian? My friend, it's when you're the most disturbed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it's when you got so much coming at you. My friend, that maybe you don't know what to do. My friend, but thank God you don't act like they do. Yeah, glory. Hallelujah. My friend, you say, preacher, you judge too many people. My friend, no. No, I couldn't say that. My friend, but I sure do look at a lot of people. My friend, yes, sir. You know what I figure, Bruce? My friend, I figure that if I'm looking at other folks, that there's other folks looking at me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it's difficult. My friend, it's difficult sometimes. My friend, brother, gathered the people and them asked the questions that they asked. My friend, it's difficult sometimes. But listen to me. My friend, brethren, if Jesus is at home, thank God he'll help you through the rough. My friend, he may not straighten everything out in a little jiffy. My friend, he may not. No sirree. My friend, I was down at work Friday. My friend, and it just seemed like everything in this world was going backwards. My friend, every time I turned around, seemed like, my friend, the wrong thing was going on. My friend, yeah. My friend, and at the end of the day, we get a little report. My friend, I like to look at it. I like to know about it. My friend, so I just asked. My friend, I said, well, what went down the line today? My friend, I was expecting. My friend, not very much. Yes, sir, and it really surprised me. My friend, and I just sat there and I said, well, thank you, Lord. My friend, I don't know who worked today, but thank God somebody did. My friend, yes, sir, somebody showed up. My friend, and done something. My friend, because every time I looked, there was nothing going on. My friend, hear me. Hear me. My friend, brother, it ain't, you know, everything don't look like it appears. My friend, no, it don't. Not everything. My friend, do you remember old Naaman over there? My friend, in the Old Testament. My friend, old Naaman, my friend, I'll say he was probably a good old Joe. My friend, everybody liked him. He is captain of the Syrian host. My friend, there's a little captive girl down there. My friend, and she was in Naaman's house. My friend, thank God. And she spoke up one day. She said, I would to God, the master, go down there and see the man of God. My friend said he'd cure him. My friend, he would cure him. My friend, of his leprosy. My friend, Naaman was a valiant warrior, but he is leprous. My friend, brethren, the Bible said that old Naaman got word, yes, sir, that he ought to go down there and see the man of God. My friend, he gathered up some changes of raiment. He gathered up a little silver. My friend, and some asses. Brethren, and he run off over there. My friend, he run up over the king over there. My friend, he talked to the king about getting him healed. My friend, the old king, my friend, he just rent his clothes. My friend, they said, I'm not God. I'm not able, this and that. The man of God got word. My friend, and they sent him down there to the man of God. My friend, I'm going to tell you what happened. My friend, when he got down there to the man of God, he got down there and Elisha, I believe it was, my friend, didn't even come out of the house. My friend, he sent his staff over there with his servant. My friend, and he told Naaman, he said, you go down, dip 7 times in Jordan. My friend, 7 times in Jordan. My friend, you know that made Naaman mad. My friend, it made Naaman mad. My friend, I come down here to see the man. I didn't want to hear from his servant. My friend, he said, I thought, this is what Naaman thought. My friend, I thought he'd have come out, clapped his hands, waved his hands, put his hands on me, done something. My friend, nonetheless, he's told me to go down there and dip in that old muddy Jordan. My friend, he said, is not these two rivers we got at home better than Jordan? My friend, but I'll tell you something. Naaman had a man, my friend, that was knew a little something. Yes, sir, knew a little something. He said, now, master, said, if he had asked thee a hard thing, I said, you'd have went and done it, wouldn't you? Yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. that, my friend, the Bible says that he went down there in Jordan. He dipped 7 times. My friend, did he not? Yes, sir. And brethren, he wasn't clean to what? Till he come up the 7th time. My friend, I don't think it was a gradual thing. I believe he went down the 6th time. He is just as leprous as he was the first. I thank the good Lord. My friend, we got folks today said, well, preacher, my friend, if y'all really had something, my friend, I'd go with you. You know what? I'm glad the world can't see everything. Yes, sir. It doesn't surprise me. I talk to folks a lot of times. My friend and brethren, they got a good heart in them. My friend, they do. They got a good heart in them. My friend, but they just can't see no reason in all that foolishness. Did you know that? How they just can't see no reasoning in all that foolishness. My friend, what foolishness you talking about, preacher? Us believing. Thank God in Jesus. My friend, something you can't see. My friend, something you really don't know is real. My friend, you know what? The world might not know is real. But thank God, I can say that I know he's real. Don't you? My friend, did y'all know this morning, my friend, that peace runs through the church? My friend, the river of life runs through the church. My friend, preacher, I won't have that. That river of life got trees on both sides. My friend, yielding 12 manner of fruit. My friend, yes. Yes. My friend and brethren, I'm going to tell you how that it runs right through the church. My friend, brethren, they ain't no life outside of the church. My friend, I'm talking about the body of Christ. My friend, that's the present truth. My friend, it most certainly is. Now you say, preacher, preacher, my friend, I think I can make it another way. My friend, there's a lot of folks. What did Kathy sing this morning? My friend, I'll take the road I know. My friend, yeah, I'll take the road I know. My friend, there's many roads out there. My friend, there's folks, my friend, that's doing a lot of things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll never forget years ago. It's amazing how God works. My friend, I drove a truck. And I had to go down to Atlanta down there, brethren, to pick up some goods. And while I was waiting, there was another man right in front of me. My friend, and I was standing out there, and I was the only one out there. My friend, and here come this other driver. And he got there, and he started talking about this and that. And then he started talking about the Lord. My friend, and I stood, and I just listened. My friend, and then he started telling me how they... I'm just going to be plain with you. This is his words and what he said. My friend, he said, yeah. He said, I was a Baptist preacher. My friend, yes, sir. He said, until I got the Holy Ghost. I just let him talk on. My friend, they said, when I got the Holy Ghost, he said, I went over and he said, now I'm Pentecostal. My friend, I said, he went on. And he said, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. My friend, I just got to thinking. My friend, well, the door's going to get open maybe here sometime. My friend, but he kept on talking about all that he had been through. My friend, and when he finished, my friend, the Lord started giving me scripture. My friend, and I couldn't answer him much of anything outside of this. My friend, and I remember saying this, and the rest of it, my friend, was just scripture. My friend, this is all the Lord give me. But I'm thankful he give me. My friend, I said, I want to know one thing. My friend, I said, what'd you do? My friend, when you change changed from Baptist to Pentecostal. I said, where'd you get saved in between that time? My friend, I said, there's no way that horse will ride. My friend, and then I started giving him scripture, this and that, and the Lord just give me one verse after another. My friend, you know what he said? He said, He said, I knowed it wasn't no good talk to you. Oh, glory to God. My friend, I didn't say that, my friend, for any harm or hurt or anything. My friend, brethren, I got news for you. My friend, my God saved me. Thank God he's able to keep me. My friend, and he's able to give me. Thank God all I need if I'll trust him today. My friend, and he do have to trust him. My friend, and you still got to believe. My friend, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? My friend, you don't have to make yourself believe anything. Do you know that? You don't have to make yourself believe. Well, I just don't know where I can believe that or not. Well, it's no big deal. My friend, why are you so worried about making yourself believe something? My friend, just believe it. If you can't believe it, leave it alone. My friend, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, they've been a lot of things I just didn't think I could swallow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, but some of they've been a lot of folks helped me a lot more than they thought they did. My friend, brethren, they said some things and I couldn't just hardly swallow them. My friend and brethren, I got to digging and looking around to find out why I couldn't swallow it. My friend, if it was swallowable, thank God I wanted to have it. But thank God if I couldn't handle it and it wasn't the word of God, I didn't want it. No, sir, it don't make no difference. My friend, listen to me. Listen to me. Say it or not, believe it or not. My friend, brethren, the disciples, when they went out to preach in these days, my friend, they was preaching a new doctrine. My friend, yes, sir, one that was not. My friend, it was founded, it was constituted by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. My friend, but brethren, it was not common knowledge. No, sir, it was not commonly known. Paul, my friend, fought with these folks all through his life. My friend, because they still preached Judaism, my friend, and keeping of the law and things of that sort. My friend, and Paul preached to them, my friend, a new and a living way. Yes, sir. A new and a living way. My friend, are you established in the present truth? My friend, you say, preacher, you believe the Old Testament? I sure do. My friend, I read in the Old Testament a good bit. My friend, truth of it is, I preach out of the Old Testament a good bit. My friend, but I'll promise you one thing. My friend, you wouldn't have a new one had there not been an old one. Thank God. Thank God. And one writer said it was a schoolmaster. My friend, unto the new. A schoolmaster unto the new. Yes, sir. And the truth of it is this morning, it was sufficient for their day. It was sufficient. I believe the Lord said in one place, he said, rising up betimes and sending them. He is talking about the prophets. He had sent them. He had rose them up early and sending them betimes, time after time after time. And the truth of it is, the children of Israel didn't want to hear them. Didn't want to have it. And a lot of these that Peter and John and Paul preached unto was that of the Jews. A lot of them said that Paul had no place for the Jew. And they confronted him about it. And he said, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel that they might be saved.
that they might be saved. Have y'all heard that this morning? Jesus saves. Jesus saves. The prayer that Paul had for Israel is that Israel might be saved. Saved from their sin. And they did not. If you went by the Old Testament, they did not have a lot that they could go by. But they had prophecies. Had they just believed them. When Jesus came, He brought salvation. Did He not? He brought life. He didn't bring death. He didn't bring condemnation. The scripture over there where the woman was took in the very act of sin, and Jesus told her, He said, "Were there thine accusers?" And they was all gone. She said, "No, they're gone." He says, "Neither do I condemn thee." But He just didn't stop there. He said, "Go and sin no more." There's some things, my friend, that people just don't want to hear when they hear about the salvation of the Lord. But brethren, when God saves a person, He saves them out of something to something. Yes, He does. Away from something, thank God, to a new and a living way. A brighter day. A brighter day. Thank God, I'm glad that there is a brighter day. They that have groped in darkness have seen a great light. Ain't that what the scripture says? Huh? Yeah, there's some things. I'll ask them to get a verse of a song. We're done. He said, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Though you know them, and be established in the present truth." In the present truth. And Peter told these that he is writing to, he said, "Yes, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." Putting you in remembrance. What did He want them to remember, folks? He wanted them to be established in the present truth. He wanted them to know, my friend, that Jesus does save. That Jesus does forgive. And I'm glad to tell you this morning that He still does. He's still able. Doesn't make no difference. It really doesn't. I'm not as close, and as I preached the other night, I'm not in the know on a lot of things that's going on in this world. And some of that, I quite frankly, is probably by fault. But I can say this. I can say this. The scripture teaches us that He puts whomsoever He will in office. You get to talking about political things and things of this nature. And I'm going to have to say from my standpoint, thank God He does. Because I couldn't handle it. I wouldn't be a good one. I wouldn't. I've never had a desire to be. I never have. I've never had a desire to do this or that. I got into something one time and I prayed this prayer. I didn't pray for a lot of things that people think you pray about, but I prayed this prayer. I prayed for the Lord to never let me forget who I was. Never let me forget who I was. And you know what? Somehow, some way, He worked it all out. He worked it all out. I'm going to tell you, He worked it all out. Preacher, the Lord don't work for me like that. Well, why don't He? Is he your Lord? Does he love you? Does he hear you? Do you ever talk to him? Brethren, he'll hear you. You don't have to worry, thank God, about going to somebody and telling them all your dues. You don't. There's no such thing, and I'm just going to preach it. There's no such thing, my friend, in this present world and in this present time and present gospel, my friend, as an earthly priest. We've got a priest, a high priest, which can be touched with a feeling of our infirmities. Glory to God! That's the only mediator you need. That's the Bible, folks. Present truth. Preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, there's thousands and millions of them that don't. But I'm going to be one of the few, thank God, that does. Because I believe it.
Amen.
Yes, sir, I believe it. I believe he's the one. Jesus is the one. I'll be just like that old centurion. He said, surely, surely this was the Son of God.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah. Woo! You ought to be able to say that from the top of your lungs today.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He's real. He's real. He'll be real to you if you'll let him. Yes, he will. He'll talk to you if you'll let him. He'll pick you up if you'll let him. And if you don't let him, he might just let you down. Preacher, I wouldn't tell people that. A lot of folks just use the Lord. Do you know that? I can tell you right now, and I ain't done one thing about it. I can tell you right now, I've heard people say that people use the Lord sometimes just like an old spare tire. And that's probably the truth. Do you know what? You don't need a spare unless you have a flat, do you? Do you? If you don't have a flat, my friend, you don't have nothing to worry about. But have you even looked at it? I did. I did. Several months ago I did. Looked at mine. Mine been on my truck. I've never touched it. Never touched it. Never took it down. And I just happened to think, well, I'm just going to check that thing. And you know what? I checked it. And you know what? It's flat. It's flat. It wouldn't get me out of nothing. Huh? It wouldn't take me nowhere. And I thought right then, well, I just need to pump that thing up. You know what? I ain't done it yet. Huh? I ain't done it yet. Shame on me, but I ain't done it yet. I ain't took the time. Truth of it is, I ain't even thought about it. Not even thought about it. But I tell you what I would do. If I had a flat, I'd think about it. Wouldn't I? Yeah, I would. I would. Brethren, that when you have a flat ain't the only time to think about the Lord. When your day's way down ain't the only time that he'll help you. You get up yonder, thank God, on the mountain. See if he won't get there with you. Glory. He really wants to. He does. While we stand, sing a verse, some song.